Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Ever feel like you can hear everything your neighbors are doing?
Especially when it's the last thing you want to be hearing.
Right. Like, I swear, some apartment walls are just giant amplifiers for, well, for the most annoying sounds imaginable.
Yeah.
Today, we're diving into one listener's story, originally shared on the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast. It's a saga. A saga of noise complaints.
Oh, boy.
Retaliation.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, eventually, the unexpected places where we find peace.
I'm intrigued.
It's a wild ride. And you know what? It's also a great way to kind of like unpack the psychology behind those everyday annoyances. You know, the ones that we all experience, those ones that have this weird way of snowballing into, you know, like full-blown conflicts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Noise complaints, those are rarely just about the noise itself. I mean, I think they often point to some deeper issues, respect, boundaries, that feeling of being like totally unheard. It's less about the actual volume and more about all that underlying tension. You know what I mean?
That's so true. So our listener, let's just call him Mark. All right.
Right.
Mark wrote in and shared his story. He'd moved into this new apartment. Seemed idyllic at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the music started. Enter Mr. Jenkins. The, shall we say, musically inclined upstairs neighbor with a fondness for late night jam sessions.
Ah, the classic upstairs neighbor.
Right. So it wasn't so bad at first, just, you know, like background music, manageable, maybe even kind of pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
But then slowly, the volume.
No, the volume. What happened?
The volume crept up. And it wasn't just, you know, the volume. The bass. Oh, that bass.
Oh, the bass.
Mark and his wife, Emma, who was actually pregnant at the time, started to really feel it. Vibrations, furniture rattling, the whole bit.
Yeah, and that right there, that's a really crucial point. Because noise, it doesn't affect us all the same way. You know, for someone who is pregnant, for expecting mothers, the constant stress, the sleep disruption, especially from those low frequency noises, the ones you feel more than hear, you know, like that bass, that can have some actually serious health impacts.
And Mark specifically mentioned that, you know, the bass, those frequencies, it made it like impossible for Emma to get comfortable, especially at night. And of course, being pregnant, sleep is already, you know, it's already a challenge.
Nope.
So you add this constant, like low frequency rumble, it's no wonder their sleep was so disrupted.
No, absolutely not.
And lack of sleep. It's like rocket fuel for conflict. It just amplifies everything.
Right, exactly. And it's not just the sleep itself. It's that it starts to affect everything. Your mood, your energy, your ability to cope. It wears you down, you know, like drop by drop.
Imagine being constantly sleep deprived. You're on edge and the source of all your frustration. Right there.
Right above your head.
Beyond that ceiling. Every thump a reminder.
It's like a recipe for disaster, really. And it's so easy to underestimate how important that sense of peace and quiet in our own homes really is. Like it's fundamental to our well-being. And when you disrupt that, even unintentionally, well, it creates this breeding ground for conflict.
And you know what? Mark actually tried to be reasonable about it.
Okay, good.
He did. He talked to Mr. Jenkins, explained the situation calmly, even mentioned, like, the building's noise rules. Like, hey, just so you know,
always good to start with the rules, right? It's like, at least you've laid it out. And, you know, this might seem obvious, but documentation is key in these situations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people overlook this all the time. They come with frustration, which, of course, is valid. But you know what really makes a difference? Having those dates, the times, maybe even recordings.
Ah, so you're saying, like, show a pattern, not just an incident.
Exactly. If things escalate, and often they do, you need that paper trail.
Makes sense. Mm. But in this case, well, diplomacy.
Let me guess, it fell a little flat.
Flatter than a pancake. In fact, it seemed like, if anything, the volume went up.
Oh, no.
It became this awful cycle. Loud music, sleepless nights, frayed nerves. And it wasn't just them. It was impacting their whole family. So they decided, all right, we need to up our game here, bring in reinforcements.
Okay, all right.
They rallied the neighbors, gathered those who were also being involuntarily serenaded by, you know, Mr. Jenkins' nightly symphony of sleeplessness.
Right.
They went as a group to the building manager, Mr. Thompson, armed with that evidence we were talking about. Mm-hmm. They had dates, times, recordings, the whole nine yards.
See, now that's what I'm talking about. That's being proactive. That's how you demonstrate a problem.
You would think so, right?
Yeah.
Nope. Mr. Thompson, I'll be kind, he was less than helpful.
Ah, come on.
I'm talking about as useful as a chocolate fire guard.
Yeah.
Promises were made, pamphlets were distributed, but those nightly concerts,
they continued.
Uninterrupted, always seeming to, like, hit those sweet spots just outside of whatever noise ordinances were in place.
That's the thing about those ordinances, right? Like, they sound good on paper, but proving a violation, especially outside of those super specific hours, it can be really tricky.
So frustrating. You call the cops, you call the landlord, you do everything by the book, and nothing.
And, you know, that feeling of being trapped, of being constantly ignored, dismissed, it's incredibly frustrating. It can really create this, like, primal urge to take back control,
yeah.
Even if it means maybe not making the best decisions. Because suddenly it's not about the noise anymore. It's about feeling heard, about reclaiming your space.
Yeah, and for Mark, that's exactly what happened. After months of this, I mean, can you imagine months of this? He snapped.
Oh, no. What did he do?
Sleep deprived. At his wit's end, he decides, all right, if you can't beat him.
Join him.
Not quite. He decided to fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
But with a, let's just say, a uniquely Soviet twist. So it's 7 a.m., the sun's barely up, and that familiar, unwelcome bass starts thumping right through the floor.
But this time it's met with, well, let's just say, a very different kind of sound.
Oh, what? Mark got up his sleeve.
The rousing chorus of, wait for it, the Soviet national anthem.
Wow. Okay, that's certainly a choice.
Yeah.
Bold, I'll give him that.
Right. It's like he just, like, channeled his inner Cold War strategist or something, turned his apartment into a sonic battleground.
Love it.
Yeah.
But was it effective, though? Like, did Mr. Jenkins even care?
Oh, he cared.
It's like, imagine being jarred awake, not by your own music, but by, you know, the anthem of a long-gone superpower. It's jarring, it's unexpected, it's, I don't know, kind of brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it's disruptive for sure. And there's a certain, like, psychological brilliance to it, right? Like, you're mm-hmm. not just fighting noise with noise, you're reclaiming your space in this really unexpected way.
And Mr. Jenkins totally takes the bait. It turns into this, like, this sonic arms race.
Yeah.
Anthem at 7 a.m., louder music at 8 a.m., back and forth.
Oh, man, the escalation. It's like they're both locked in now.
And it gets, believe it or not, it gets even wilder. Emma, Mark's wife, remember, she's pregnant this whole time.
Right, right.
She decides to join the counteroffensive.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And she's got, well, a different kind of musical taste, let's say.
Oh, no. What, like death metal, yodeling?
Think, like, ear-splitting nursery rhymes on repeat. A little early 2000s pop thrown in for good measure.
Oh, the torture. I kind of love it.
Right. It's like this weird mix of hilarious and kind of awful all at the same time.
Yeah, but it also highlights something really important, because now it's not just about the noise, right? It's about targeted annoyance. It's about, like, weaponizing those sounds. And, you know, ethically, that's where things get a little murky.
Right, because, like, where's the line? Matching noise with noise, I get it. But when does it cross over into, like, harassment?
That's the thing. It's subjective, right? What you find annoying, I might find, you know, tolerable, but it's the intent behind it. That's the key. And with Emma, well, at least it seems like she's trying to inject some humor into this whole chaotic mess.
It's true. She seems like she's got a pretty good sense of humor about it all. But, and this is a big but, the situation's definitely not funny for you know, for everyone else living there.
Of course not. Imagine being a bystander in this sonic war zone. You just want to enjoy your morning coffee, and you're stuck in the middle of, like, a Beethoven-Britney Spears showdown. It creates this tension, anxiety. It just seeps into everything.
Mark said it was crazy. The building went from this, like, friendly, you know, wave in the hallway vibe to, like, total silence. People were avoiding eye contact. I mean, can you imagine?
Oh, totally. It's like that scene in a Western where the music stops and everyone just stares each other down. You know something's about to go down.
And then, silence.
Wait, what? Mr. Jenkins? He finally gives in.
He goes quiet. No more music, no more bass, nothing. Just, well, peace and quiet.
Wow. So what happened? Did they just wear him down? Did he get a noise complaint finally?
Here's where it gets really interesting, because as it turns out, Mr. Jenkins had been, well, dealing with some stuff, like some serious personal issues that no one knew about.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there's more to this story.
He actually approaches Mark, not with, you know, another blast of bass, but with an apology.
Yeah.
A real, genuine apology.
See, this is what I'm talking about. We so often, like, jump to the worst conclusions about people, especially when they're driving us crazy. But there's always, almost always, more to the story.
An apology. Can you imagine? After that whole sonic battle royale.
It's kind of heartwarming, right? Like, even in those supercharged conflicts, there's often this desire, like, deep down, to just make things right again. Don't you think?
Totally. To find some common ground. So they actually talk, Mark and Mr. Jenkins. Turns out Mr. Jenkins was going through some serious stuff. And, well, the music was, I guess, his way of coping.
It's a good reminder, isn't it? We tend to assume the worst, especially when someone's behavior is, you know, less than ideal. But there's almost always something else going on beneath the surface.
It's so easy to forget that we're all fighting our own battles, right?
Right.
So anyway, they hash things out, these two. Mr. Jenkins apologizes. They set some ground rules. And amazingly, the building management actually steps in this time.
About time, right.
Right. You think they would have done that a little sooner. But hey, better late than never.
Yeah.
So there's peace, at least for a little while.
You make it sound so temporary. What happened? Those good vibes didn't last.
Well, it's like, imagine going through months of that, right? Mm-hmm. Sleepless nights, the stress, the anxiety, it takes a toll. Even when things seem okay, those memories, those feelings, they linger.
It's that fragile piece, right? Like, one wrong step, one loud noise, and it all comes flooding back.
Exactly. And for Mark and Emma, it got to be too much. They ended up moving.
Wow. So even after all that, even after the apology, the truce, they still felt like they had to leave.
They did. And, you know, it's easy to judge, to say they should have stuck it out. But honestly, can we blame them?
I don't know. It's tough, right? Like, when do you stay and fight for something? And when do you just, you know, choose yourself, choose your own peace of mind?
Right. And it's not like they hadn't tried everything else.
True, true.
But here's the kicker. And this really got me. So moving out, right? Loading up the truck, everything they own out on the curb. And guess who comes down?
No way, Mr. Jenkins.
Mr. Jenkins. And he's not there to crank up the bass one last time. He's there to help. Mm-hmm. Helps them load boxes, even offers to watch the kids so they can, like, finish packing the truck.
Wow. Okay. So maybe a little bit of hope there after all.
Right. It's like this tiny glimmer of, I don't know, maybe redemption. Proof that people can change. And that even in the messiest, most frustrating situations, there's still room for, like, you know, some human connection. So what did we learn today? Well, first, a little empathy goes a long way. You never really know what someone else is going through. And sometimes giving someone the benefit of the doubt can make all the difference.
Totally agree. We all need a little grace, right?
We do. And on a more practical note, document everything. Noise violations, conversations, any attempt at resolution, having that paper trail. It's not petty. It's self-preservation.
Breach.
And finally, it's okay to walk away. Seriously, you can't always choose your neighbors, but you can choose your peace of mind. And sometimes that means knowing when to move on.
This whole deep dive, it wasn't about right or wrong answers, was it? It was about getting us to think about conflict differently. Those everyday battles, the ones that test our patience, you know, make us question our sanity.
It's about giving you, the listener, a new perspective and hopefully some tools to navigate those situations.
Because sometimes, you know, sometimes the best way to deal with the noise is to listen a little closer, empathize a little more, and choose your battles wisely.
Could not have said it better myself.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.